Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rob.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
Welcome in. 1 hour down, three to go. Primetime still looking for Isaac Rupp. May or may not have been deported or being held at a detention facility, along with Molly Tengiz, his Mexican street dog. Just find it convenient. No one knows where Rupp is. We got the National Guard in town, Black Hawk helicopter sitting around. We know he's got a Mexican street dog. I mean,
someone on the text line suggested he could just have COVID again.
It's possible.
But I think we would know that.
Yeah. Well, did he go to Vegas? I don't think he did.
No, not that I'm aware of. Although he did watch Oregon Penn State in a crowded Langdon bar.
Oh, that is true.
He said he watched the game after his golf round, and it was popping up there at
Langdon
Farms.
He does have the immune system of like a 75-year-old cancer patient. So it is possible that this is about like number 7 with COVID. We don't know. Hopefully at some point we get him back, and we wish him all the best, whether he is currently being detained or is just lying on his deathbed. Rupp, we love you, and we wish you a safe and speedy return to this fine country of ours. Or your immune system. We need Dan Lanning to, like, get a, what is it, being sick is a choice.
Yeah, he also said that drinking a whole bottle of Dimetapp was a choice.
I've made that choice. Although, yeah. Dimetapp, who goes with Dimetapp? It's all about Robitussin.
Yeah, I always thought that Dimetapp was more for kids. Like, I remember having, like, that grape cough medicine Dimetapp when I was a kid, and not so much the Robitussin, because I think the Robitussin kind of tastes nasty, but you get to be an adult, that doesn't matter.
Well, he does have kids around the house, so maybe that's just what he has access to.
That's what he's got in the cabinet.
Well, I'll tell you, like, at BYU, when drugs are hard to come by, because, well, Provo, you know, you can get by with some Robitussin. You know, it's, you got to make do with what you got. Find a bottle of Robitussin or two, maybe mix in some NyQuil, some Cody. Not that I recommend doing that at all.
But I went on with some Tussin.
What else were you doing? Again, we couldn't get real
drugs. I don't
know,
like Nintendo or something.
I'm not that old, for God's sakes.
It would have been like PS2, PS3.
The 90s. Yeah, we had, I think it was PS2. Yeah. Maybe it was PS3.
Because you were in college, what years?
In the 90s. I was in the late 90s.
Late 90s. Okay.
I was late 90s kid.
Okay. So yeah, I was mid-2000s. So not that far off.
Yeah. Like every now and then, like you try to age me. I'm not that old. It's like I'm old.
Well, but I was getting the year wrong. I mean, I'm like, what was the console when Suk was in college? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was a PlayStation 2 or 3.
That sounds right.
I want to say it was PS2. But we had that. Like, that was at the start of that, because we used to take those on the road, and guys would have big, you know, college football tournaments and all that. I remember, like back then, like, the TVs didn't have USB ports.
Yeah.
And so this is how crappy it was. They used to have a thing on the back of the TVs where you would have to be able to unplug the cable and then plug your PlayStation in.
Yeah.
And those sons of bitches at the hotels would put like protectors.
Yeah, they'd cover them up.
They'd cover them up so you couldn't get them off.
So you'd have to either bring your own TV or you'd have to like jerry-rig it somehow.
Yeah, look, it was a bunch of pliers and you just go in there and end up having to rip those things off.
There you
and
go.
Then hope that no one noticed. Yeah, they used to try to safeguard hotel TVs. Now everyone just has USB ports and you plug them in and no big deal. Or HDMI, I guess, more, you know, would be more like it. But yeah, we had to get a little creative because you couldn't bring TVs you can't like haul a TV with you on a road trip. That didn't work.
Another good suggestion from the text line, guys, you can just tell us the Kansas City Chiefs are in need of a running back and they called up the Salina Comet, didn't they? They heard about that Pheasant Bowl game.
Someone said the PS3 came out in 2009. This conversation is aging you as it goes. So it wasn't the PS3. Then it had to be the PS2. It
had to be the PS2.
There was no
I had a PS2 in high school when you were in college.
There was no way it was the original PS. It was the original PlayStation, was it?
Maybe. Because that was like 98 or something.
Am I that old? God, I hope.
Twisted Metal?
Oh, God. Jeebus.
Crash Bandicoot?
Yeah, dude, the PS2 came out in 2000. Dude, I was playing the OG
PlayStation. Yeah, the original PlayStation.
God. I didn't want to admit that.
And probably some N64, maybe some GoldenEye.
Yeah,
we had
some GoldenEye tournaments. I didn't want to admit that I was that old. I like in my mind, that's one of those that like I would have sworn that we were not playing the original.
No. It was PS3s on flat screens. No. It was PS1s on the tube.
Well, I thought it was PS2, maybe PS3.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not realize that it was the original. Maybe some Sega Dreamcast.
Ooh.
I think
we had the Dream. My brother had the Dreamcast.
I have been through, I believe, every version of video game systems. Because I remember being a kid, we had Atari.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember distinctly in my youth being on the Atari. And then I remember my brother getting a Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking that was the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, Duck Hunt, Mario Brothers.
Oh, it was Mike Tyson's Punch-Out and Tecmo Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember my brother would have his friends over, and they would play Nintendo, like, all night. And I wanted nothing more, but they wouldn't let me go in and play.
Yeah,
so
couldn't
when
get a turn on the sticks.
Yeah, when they would leave the house to go do whatever, I would, no matter what time, I would run in there just to get my hands on a Nintendo. And then from there, Super Nintendo and Sega. I think I've been through, honestly, every version of modern game systems. Because then I got kids. Because I didn't play video games for a while.
Yeah.
But my kids always did.
Uh-huh.
And so we always had an Xbox and the Xbox One and all that. I think I've been through everything. That might be the full gamut that I've run through.
See, we didn't have video game systems in our house growing up until we were in like fourth or fifth grade. But I would make friends. This is slightly embarrassing, but I guess I was only five or six. I would make friends based on who I thought had video game systems at home. So I'd go to kindergarten and I'd say, hi, I'm Ryan. What's your name? And you'd be like, I'm Jason. I'd be like, hi, Jason. Do you have Nintendo? And he'd say, yes. And I'd say, well, can we go play at your house?
Yeah.
And I would invite myself over if the kids had a console.
Hey. I once hung out with a kid named Ken Sears simply because of his He-Man and G.I. Joe collection.
See?
That son of a bitch had everything.
Yeah.
He was loaded.
We all had that friend who just like had all the bells and whistles. Yeah. The parents didn't care. Like,
that kid like wanted to go out and play basketball. We're like, no.
No, dude, we're gonna play with your big wheels and your whatever it is.
Castle Grayskull, buddy. He always wanted to play football. I'm like, we're not playing football. There's Ninja Turtles to be played with. Now get inside.
Yeah, I had a buddy that had a couple of those, like, you know, like little kid Jeep things, whatever those are. And I'm like, let's ride those around. He's like, nah, it's not that fun. I'm like, it is. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, when you were a kid, your friends were based on proximity, who lived close enough to you to walk, and how much cool stuff you had.
Also snacks. The houses that had the good snacks. You know, who had the bagel bites, who had the fruit by the foot, that kind of thing.
Well, it was tough because every now and then you had to make business decisions because like there was like a kick-ass family looking right at you, Gillespie's, phenomenal sports court. They had the real authentic basketball hoop with like glass backboard,
yeah,
the trampoline, the full meal deal, kick-ass house, really good toys.
But were they healthy?
Super healthy family.
Oh, you're like, have fun with your granola bar.
Dentist family.
Oh. No, giving out raisins on Halloween?
No sugar in the house at toothbrush family.
Mm-hmm.
No sugar in the house. All smelled like vitamins. You know, it's one of those, like, you walk in that house, you just know that it's healthy.
Yep.
Nothing good. Phenomenal people. Awesome house to hang out. No good snacks.
Bummer, man.
He's my dentist now.
Fantastic.
All these years later.
He's and my... now he probably has a kick-ass house with with sugar-free snacks.
He won't invite me up. He lives up in Camas on the water, and I keep giving him crap. Because, like, first off, dentists are scams. Let's just say that right now. The amount of money that we got to pay, it's ridiculous. And they've got a boat out there on Lacamas Lake, and God knows how much money I've funneled into that boat over the years with my dental bills. And guess who hasn't been invited out to the lake? Keep getting told I'm going to get invited out to the lake. Hasn't happened yet.
Did you beat him up in your youth? What happened?
No, he's a great kid. Love that. Love that guy. Some of the nicest people you'll ever meet. But I will tell you, to the Gillespie family, let's get better snacks. It was very disappointing knowing that we were going to go over and we're going to have a kick-ass time. But instead of coming in to get like Kool-Aid or Sunny Delight, we were coming in for a tepid glass of tap water.
Oh, it was one of the, such a bummer.
It's one of those. He got any like grape soda or something?
What, some Sunny D? No.
Some Sunny D, maybe Sunny D and SpaghettiOs, maybe some Dino Nuggets? No.
A Squeeze It or two, something like that?
Some sort of
Kool-Aid, no.
Some sort of...
We have sugar-free Kool-Aid. God, yeah. Come on, Gillespie's.
Was some sort of dried fruit. You know, there was like a dried apricot.
Yeah. Here's some raisins. Those are sweet. Some thanks.
Some filtered water. Like, damn it! You gotta find... You needed that total package. You needed that total package. And God, for God's sakes, Gillespie, could you have built a pool, right? Is that too much effort? Dig a pool in the backyard for us kids all these years later? All right, we got totally derailed there. When I come back, avoiding disaster on the hardwood, and I will qualify this by saying I will not have super hot takes on this because I don't watch this sport at all, but I'm rooting for the sport, and it feels like they're trying to actively destroy what it took them 20 years to build. That when we come back. So I've noticed the WNBA is making headlines right now, and I don't necessarily think for the right reasons. And I want to qualify this by saying I do not watch the WNBA.
Nor do I.
I haven't watched a second of it all year. I get that there is increased interest. I got roped into the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese collegiate thing. I got roped into that a couple years back. A little bit of the Paige Buggets. I've watched more NCAA women's hoops than I did the WNBA. But it just didn't carry over for me. I don't particularly enjoy the product. I don't find it that entertaining. And I don't find the storylines that compelling. So, but I understand that that game is growing. I also have a ton of respect for the women that have built that league. They played their ass off. But to me, as an outsider, looking in on this, it feels like for the first time again in 20 plus years, and by the way, that league has never once turned a profit. Not once. But there is actual traction. Women's sport is growing. If you don't believe that women's sports is growing, not just the WNBA, but women's sports in general, you got your head buried in the sand. Women's sports is having a moment. It's on the come up. Money's to be made there. Interest is growing. Ticket sales, all of that stuff, right? Investments are being made in it. Big things are happening to that league.
Tons of impact on youth participation in girls sports that are feeding future generations of this.
And rightfully so. Just because I don't watch something doesn't mean that you should crap on it. And I try not to crap on the WNBA just because it's not for me. I don't watch European soccer, but I understand that European soccer is huge. I never understood the I don't watch it, therefore it's crap. I don't listen to it, therefore it's crap.
Yeah, I'm not a big MMA guy, but I can respect what they do out there. I don't particularly love watching it. It's not my thing, but those are high-level athletes, and a lot of people are into it, and that can be their thing, and that's fine.
So I want to clarify this. I heard Sprague was talking about this today a little bit, and he was a little pissy because I guess he watches the WNBA.
Yeah, he's a legitimate fan.
He's a legitimate fan. And so he was like, well, you know, these people that are talking about it that don't watch it. No, I don't watch the game. But the WNBA Finals is going on, or it's getting ready to go on, because I'm aware of what's happening. Phoenix Mercury and the Las Vegas Aces.
Correct.
And I'm like I said, I'm aware of the sport. Ace is going for what? It's their third finals in 4 years. Like I'm aware of who the big players are, but it feels like to me that more often this year, when the WNBA has kind of crossed over from kind of a niche thing to a broader platform, it's usually not for the best reasons. It's usually for some sort of controversy, right? Angel Reese has done something, a Caitlin Clark injury, people bitching about the officials, the travel at the start of the year. There's a lot of hype around that. So here we go, where we had the semifinals. I know they don't do conferences, but this was their semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Minnesota Lynx are eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And in the exit interview, leading into the NBA finals, a team that got eliminated,
mm-hmm.
one of the best players in the NBA,
yep.
went full-on nuke,
yep.
scorched earth, and just absolutely took a machine gun to the commissioner.
Yeah, so I have two clips here. She had a prepared statement. She said she wanted to make sure she got it right.
Yeah.
And it was about 4 minutes long. I've got about two 45-second clips. The first is on...
So this is what, Nafisa Collier,
Nafisa
right?
Nafisa Collier, who is a five-time All-Star, last year's Defensive Player of the Year.
Great player.
Really, really great player. She also got injured in the play that ended up getting that head coach suspended
yes.
because she was MFing the league yep. officials in the yep. post-game conference. So she's in a walking boot talking about this, and her first bite is about just league leadership, and then the second one, which is almost more jarring to me, her personal conversations
yeah.
with the commissioner, but her initial complaints here first.
Whether the league cares about the health of the players is one thing, but to also not care about the product we put on the floor is truly self-sabotage. Year after year, the only thing that remains consistent is the lack of accountability from our leaders. The league has a buzzword that they've rolled out as talking points for the CBA as to why they can't pay the players what we're worth. That word is sustainability. But what's truly unsustainable is keeping a good product on the floor while allowing officials to lose control of games. Fans see it every night. Coaches, both winning and losing, point it out every night in pregame and postgame media. Yet leadership just issues fines and looks the other way. They ignore the issues that everyone inside the game is begging to be fixed. That is negligence.
So that's her first kind of overall, we don't like the refereeing and the constraints they put on us with some of the physical stuff.
Yeah.
And then she talks about when they had their league meeting and yeah. when she got FaceTime with the commissioner. Yeah.
At Unrivaled this past February, I sat across from Kathy and asked how she planned to address the officiating issues in our league. Her response was, "Well, only the losers complain about the refs." I also asked how she planned to fix the fact that players like Caitlin, Angel, and Paige, who are clearly driving massive revenue for the league, are making so little for their first 4 years. Her response was, "Caitlin should be grateful she makes $16 million off the court, because without the platform that the WNBA gives her, she wouldn't make anything." And in that same conversation, she told me, "Players should be on their knees thanking their lucky stars for the media rights deal that I got them." That's a mentality driving our league from the top. We go to battle every day to protect a shield that doesn't value us. The league believes it succeeds despite its players, not because of them.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever seen a player, and by the way, like, every player, basically, that I've seen has come out in support of this statement.
Yep.
Like, I have never seen someone take a flamethrower. When's the last time, by the way, you saw a coach suspended in the playoffs? Like, actually suspended.
Yeah, not just a big fine, but, like, you will not coach the next game in this crucial point of the season.
And then to have one of your... Imagine if Anthony Davis... after being eliminated in the playoffs, came out and had that. And by the way, if that's true about Kathy Engelbert, who's...
Dude.
Just thank your lucky stars.
Yeah.
I mean, God, you want to talk about... And by the way, apparently they are in no way close to getting a CBA done. And this is kind of what I'm talking about here. So you've got management, supposedly. Again, I'll take Collier at her word. I don't think she's making that up.
Right.
That you have management and the league commissioner that's like, "I don't care. Thank your lucky stars. You're lucky to have jobs." You've got players that feel that the officiating is so bad. And this is where I don't know. I don't watch the game.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people complain about officials. NFL complains about officials.
Mm-hmm.
WNBA or the NBA complains about officials. Major League Baseball complains about strikes and calls. Is it that bad in the WNBA where guys or gals are getting hurt because of it? I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's where I won't jump to any sort of conclusions. Is this over the top on the part of the players, or is it really just, are they that bad? Is the officials that bad, or is this a case of players always complain about officiating? Don't know. But it feels like there is such a gap between what the players think they're worth and what they deserve and what ownership and management thinks they're worth.
And thinks the league is worth to the players. They're basically saying, "You don't have any of this without us."
Yeah. So it's kind of crazy that it feels like there is a collision course coming here. And I haven't seen a single smart person that is involved in this. And whether that's from Sportico or any of the sports business people that I follow, not one person that thinks that this is going to get resolved without some sort of work stoppage.
And then to your point, you wonder, are you wasting your moment?
And that's what I wonder. And as someone that doesn't follow the sport, I'm just telling you from a neutral observer, I want everyone to get what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
I want Caitlin Clark to make as much money as humanly possible. I want the WNBA players to get paid as much as humanly possible. But I'm also understanding that the league doesn't make money.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You're worth, you put butts in the seats, but it takes a lot to run a league. You just now got air travel for the first time. And for a quarter century, you've played in front of no one with no TV ratings. And the only reason that league exists is because the WNBA subsidized it.
Yep.
Now, have we reached a point where we do need to be like, hey, we finally have put something into this, and now it's time for us to get something out of it? But I also understand from management standpoint, it's like you have never made dollar one.
Right.
And now you want all this. But it feels like instead of sitting down and actually having these conversations, we're just digging in our heels
mm-hmm.
and one side saying, lick our boots, you will be grateful for what we give you. And the other side saying, well, we're popular now and people are paying attention to us.
And your leadership sucks and you better fix it.
F you. This just feels like a collision course of a work stoppage. And we've seen work stoppages kill hockey.
Yep.
The hockey strike set that sport back 10 years.
Well, and you have now unequivocally the biggest star in your sports history in Caitlin Clark, who's going to be coming off an injury, missed most of the rest of the last season. You can't afford a work stoppage with a healthy Caitlin Clark coming into this season.
No, you cannot. Like, there, it damn near killed hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball was devastating.
Yeah, it took the Maguire-Sosa home run chase to get it back on track.
The NFL just seems to truck it. Nothing stops the
No,
NFL.
It's an immovable force.
Right? The NFL just can't. Literally, the NFL can do whatever the hell they want. We need to view that entirely different. Work stoppages are terrible for established products. And it feels like you finally have some momentum. Why? Why do both sides seem so adamant about pissing on the other one's foot and just determined to have some sort of bitter work stoppage? It just makes no sense to me at all. Just this evil, violent rhetoric. And by the way, old Engelbert, the commissioner, like everyone's calling for her head. She ain't leaving. She doubled down. She's like, I ain't going anywhere. Now, there is a belief that once they get the CBA done, she may step aside. But she's not walking away from this. She came out and tried to do the, I have the utmost respect. This was her statement. She said, I have the utmost respect for Nafisa and all the players in the WNBA. Together, we have worked tirelessly to transform this league. My focus remains on ensuring a bright future for the players in the WNBA, including collaborating on how we continue to elevate the game. I'm disheartened by how she characterized our conversations and league leadership. But even when our perspectives differ, my commitment to the players and this work will not waver. She's not stepping down.
And she's also not denying the thing she said.
No, she said she didn't like the way it was characterized.
Right, which doesn't mean I didn't say it.
So at least she publicly isn't taking a flamethrower back to the players, but it kind of sounds like behind closed doors, she certainly is telling them to kiss her ass. And I am fearful that all the progress that is being made in the WNBA can get unwound. And someone pointed out that drama sells, and this is kind of what the NBA does. It's also one of the reasons why I get turned off of the NBA. I think a lot of the NBA coverage just centers around horse crap. And it's a soap opera, and maybe the WNBA is trying to play on that angle. And it's one thing if that's what you're trying to sell.
But this seems more real than that. This doesn't seem like drama for drama's sake. This seems like people are pissed.
And if you're trying to sell drama, but the drama leads to that game not being played,
yeah.
I just don't think at this time women's basketball can afford to not be front and center. And I also think it's bad that the WNBA finals, and look, can we admit that while the WNBA has grown, dude, this is not a massive number. Like,
no.
We're like the numbers since Caitlin Clark got hurt, the numbers are not.
Yeah, they've tapered off.
They've tapered off. Like, this is not a steady climb. There has been a bit of a plateau, if not a little bit of a downstroke. We saw that with the WNBA All-Star game this year. So the sport is popular, but it is not having the growth, the explosion that we saw with Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Juju. At the collegiate level,
mm-hmm.
we have not seen those peak numbers here for a bit. And that's my fear, is that if you take this moment and then you decide to blow it up, and the game just goes away for a period of, I don't know, 6 months.
Who's coming back at that point in time, like, all charged up, ready to follow this league?
You can't afford it. I hope that both sides are smart enough to realize that after all these years, you've gained progress. Don't give that progress away. And don't give in, because I've seen also a lot of, like, online trolls, a lot of guys that are like, who gives a rip? And, you know, screw those players, and they should be lucky to even play a women's sport. Who's watching that? That's like an ugly, knuckle-dragging sort of comment, but it's out there. That sentiment's out there. And if you give into this and you do have a massive work stoppage that costs you part of a season or, God forbid, an entire season, like with the NHL and Major League Baseball both lost a World Series and a Stanley Cup, if you let that happen when your game's just now starting to grow, it's like watering a plant, and just when you start to see it start to get out of the soil, you decide to go and stomp on it. It just makes no sense. Be better than that. Be smarter than that. Be better than men. These are dumb, bitter, high-tea, angry men sort of conversations. Be better. Be better than us. When we come back, in the news, here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A little old school gangster rap. Speaking of my time in junior high, we're talking about like the PlayStation 1.
You had this on CD, probably, maybe even cassette.
I think I may have had this on cassette.
Yeah, this is early Dr. Dre. So,
dude,
yeah.
This is when the Chronic came out. Dude, you have no idea how many white suburban kids from Vancouver instantly thought they were gangster rappers. The Chronic, and then like Doggy Style came out. Yep. Oh my God.
And dude, see that was
a thing.
I was too young for that, but then the Chronic 2001 came out when I was in high school with Dre, Snoop, and Eminem bringing it back, and it was also outstanding.
Now I have to look this up to see when this actually came out to make me feel super old. When did that come out? 1992.
There you go.
Dude, that was like seventh grade. And like every one of my little rap punk friends immediately, and I mean immediately, started buying starter coats and White Sox gear.
Sure.
Yeah, that was Dr. Dre wore the White Sox hat.
Yep.
And the amount of kids seemingly overnight that became Chicago White Sox fans, unbelievable. And no matter what the temperature, you had to have a starter parka on.
Do you remember about 10 years later when Fred Durst brought the red Yankees hat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the red Yankees hat. That was it again. So those movements. Before that, we had crisscross for a little bit. People wore their clothes backwards.
And then did you have any friends that actually had the stones to do the backwards clothes like crisscross?
We had I didn't have any friends. We had a couple kids in my class. That was like 6th, 7th grade.
Because that you got to really be committing to the bit if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
It's not just like buying a jacket or something. Like you show up with your jeans on backwards, you're making a statement.
Dude, I was a fat kid. I never could pull off. And there's there was nothing that fit me, so it wasn't like I could pull anything cool. The one thing I remember that I always wanted that my mom would never get me, my mom would not buy into the trendy stuff. It's like, we got the one pair, we had that, like, where you got one pair of shoes at the start of the year. It was like a pair of basketball shoes, and, like, that's what you had until Christmas. So I never got, like, anything trendy, but I wanted a pair of overalls with, like, the one undone. I wanted that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was like, because I thought that was like the one thing like a fat kid could pull off.
I thought I could rock that too, but then I'm just like, I never did pull the trigger on such apparel.
No, that was always one that I thought. That and the 8-ball jacket. Always wanted an 8-ball leather jacket. couldn't find. They didn't have those in the Husky teen section. Didn't quite work. I remember going down to like Myron and Frank and trying on an 8-ball leather jacket and being like, well, this doesn't. This doesn't.
Damn,
fit.
I thought it was going to be better than this.
I had to go to the adult section and buy like the double XL, and it was like, you know, it would like hang down to like my knees and past my hands, but it was the only one that fit. Anything in the U section, shocking development, didn't fit my tubby ass. It is October 1st, believe it or not, in the year of our Lord 2025, and that means it is time for In the News. I can't believe that we are here in October. Where did the time go? It is National Walk to School Day, which probably wasn't a good day to walk to school because it was pissing rain.
No.
But I also do remember that walking to school or riding your bike to school, big deal back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Does anyone walk to school anymore?
Well,
or is now like we can't do that because your kids are going to get kidnapped?
So we hope that that's the case. We only live about half a mile from the local elementary school. So we're hoping that, I mean, it'll start with us walking our boys there, but I don't know how we'll feel when they're old enough to know the way and figure it out if, like, what the, you know, what society dictates. And I'd love to send them on their way, but to your point, there's a little bit of concern over that these days.
Yeah, I don't think it's any more dangerous. We just don't do it. But I remember, like, when I was, like, allowed to walk to school or ride my bike to school for the first time, I remember being old enough to do that and thinking it was super badass. I wish I was riding in my Dr. Dre hat and like 8-ball leather jacket, but instead I think I was wearing a lot of Bugle Boy and like an oversized like Washington State sweatshirt that I got from my brother.
So listen to this. My middle school, most of my really good friends were on the same side of the freeway where the middle school was. I was on the other side of the freeway, still very close, but I had to go over the freeway overpass if I was going to go. And my mom was like, you're not taking your bike on the freeway overpass. And so I would get my mom to drop me off on the other side of the overpass so that I could safely ride to school and meet my friends, even though I wasn't truly riding from my home. It was that important.
Yeah. It was a big deal. It's a big deal. It's also National Have a Cup of Coffee with a Cop Day.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I know that, the police and our fair city have a tumultuous relationship. But I always encourage groups that don't get along, sit down and have a cup of coffee.
I'm with that.
I like my cop brethren. I have some friends that are cops. I think it's a tough job. I think there's bad cops. We need to get rid of the bad cops. But not every cop is bad.
I think most cops have good intentions. And it's the bad ones that upset everybody else. And so, yeah, I too respect the law enforcement.
Yes.
Things have gotten a little bit wild and squirrely these last few years. But I don't think overall they're not trying to serve and protect us.
No. And quite frankly, we need them. Because a world without cops, you don't want that world.
Nope.
So, you know, find some middle ground. Sit down. Have a beverage. With a cop, maybe get him a donut, wink, wink, nod, nod. You know, that's always fun.
You know what happened to me that was funny? A couple months ago at this point, I was in a bagel shop, and a cop walked in, And his little, he had the little twill name tag on there.
Yeah.
His name was Officer Croissant.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing here? You shouldn't you be at a pastry shop?
The first time I went on a ride-along, who's now become a really good buddy of mine, but this was years and years ago when I just kind of met him. We went on a ride-along. So you do like your, like you go down to their precinct and you kind of do, hey guys, this is what's going on tonight. And then everyone gets in their cars and kind of goes off. But then at that point, you're just waiting for the calls to come in, right? And hand to God, guess where everyone went the first, like everyone left. We went to a Starbucks and everyone got coffees and like pastries. And you better believe I had a field day with that one.
Of course.
I'm like, there. And it's hilarious when everyone walks in because I get how that looks because it's right by the precinct.
Yeah.
And if you just walked in, you just saw like 20 cops.
At least it's not Donut King.
Like, yeah, exactly. All waiting in line to get like a cup of coffee and some sort of butt cake. And I always thought that that was funny. And I do want to take a moment because we were going to hold off on this, but Rob's going to be out the rest of the week. He'll be gone this week. And I wanted to give you proper time. So I thought I would do this today in the news because we didn't know if he was going to come back and I was going to save it till he came back. And someone brought up on the text program, hey, did I miss the big announcement? We said last week that when you were gone on Friday, we had a Ryan Buckley announcement.
Yep.
So I thought, what better time to do it than in the news and give you your own proper moment here as everyone loves in the news. And this is community news. We do local news. And this is the definition of community news.
I suppose it is.
So I will turn it over and give you the proper moment here for the Ryan Buckley announcement.
My time here is coming to an end.
You son of a bitch.
this is my last week here at The Fan. It has been a really great, I would say this stint is a 3-year run or 3.5-year run, but that goes back to another 3 years on the morning show. So 6 out of 7 years here in Portland, I've been with The Fan. And I've got a really cool new opportunity. So yes. I'm heading over to COIN in Portland, CW. To work with their sports programming and their sports department. So I'll be the executive sports producer over there. I'll be working with Adam Bjarnson and Jamie Hudson and Brenna Green, helping put on all of their local content, covering all the local stories, and just trying to make sports better over there on TV again.
We love you, Buck. Tomorrow, you're going to step over here. You're going to host one more time with me, and then on Friday, we'll go back to this, and we'll give you your proper send-off. But we weren't going to hold it any longer. I said we were just kind of waiting, and so I figured, what better time than now? We love you. We'll miss you, and we wish you all the best, and congratulations on the new gig.
I appreciate that. And I'll have plenty more to say about this tomorrow, but love you guys. And just because this is the right opportunity for me has nothing to do with how great it's been working with both you and Isaac. So,
and now let's get back to the bad news. In the news. Rolls on with more fun things with helicopters and boots on the ground. And it's a thing, man. It's happening. Coming tomorrow. And it's raining. So all that still to cover in the news when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Smack dab in the middle of In the News. Club 1080 coming up at 6. Talk a little NFL and some college football stuff in the 5 o'clock hour.
Barely touched football today. I mean, a little bit with the Gabriel stuff.
A little touch. Yeah. Well, we got some good NFL games. And dare I say, it's kind of a weak college football week.
Yeah.
And compared to what we had last week.
Yeah, and next week's going to be a good college football week.
But
again,
we'll highlight. I think there's a couple interesting matchups of either rebounds that I want to see or kind of prove it games.
I got one in mind for sure, but we'll get into it.
So the National Guard is supposed to be here tomorrow, although Trump is saying the National Guard is already here, but no one's seen them. The National Guard, like the general, he says that they're supposed to be here tomorrow, but that may end up being delayed. But there's like a helicopter. There's like a Black Hawk helicopter that's circling around the ice facility down there on the South Waterfront.
Are they just looking for hooligans? What are they doing?
I don't know. Neighbors are all pissed about that. But apparently they've got like a late night helicopter that's flying around. This whole thing is just bizarre. I would also like to point out that I saw this today. Would you care to guess how many people have been arrested? Because it sounds like the National Guard is mainly going to be focused on that building.
Okay.
Down there on the South Water.
Just protecting ice?
I guess. We're like 24 people protest on a nightly basis.
Okay.
Would you kind of guess how many people have been arrested since July 4th at that facility? Just in general, protesters.
Ooh, wow. Now I don't know if it's a high number or a low number. Let's say 6.
5.
Oh, okay.
So,
not bad.
5 people.
Does it sound like a huge problem?
I don't know.
Well, our city is on fire and war is tearing it apart. So,
I thought there was a pretty nice letter. I guess the Brigadier General who's in charge of the Oregon National Guard, his name is Alan Gronewald. He actually sent a letter that got published today that I actually thought was pretty good. It was kind of level-headed. He said, "I know some of you may have strong feelings about this mission. That's okay. You are citizens first, but you're also service members who took an oath to support and defend the Constitution and follow the orders of the President and the Governor. That oath does not come with an asterisk and can only be when I agree with the mission. We don't get to pick and choose. We execute lawful orders with professionalism, honor, period. That's what sets us apart. That's what makes us a National Guard." I actually thought when you read through it, I thought it was a well-balanced thing where he talked about, let's be professional about this. And I'm sure there are people that are conflicted about that. So I would just tell anyone that when you do see a National Guard, because, dude, they're coming. Whether they're already here, according to one, whether they're here tomorrow, which is they're supposed to be, or whether they're here over the weekend, it's happening. And I just want to take a moment to say that those people that are in that didn't choose this.
No.
Okay, those 200 people did not randomly decide to raise their hand and be like, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who's in the Army, and he went overseas into the Middle East, and he said, once you're there, it's just your job, and you find out what your orders are, and you take them out, and you're essentially politically agnostic once you get into those positions. So
yes.
Those people who are coming in here, they didn't choose this, they didn't want to be here, they didn't say, I want to go to Portland to stir some crap up, it's their orders, and they're here because they have to be.
So I made it abundantly clear, I think this whole thing is ridiculous. I've been saying for as long as I can remember that our city is not perfect. I love this city. I've spent the majority of my life here. I spend the majority of my free time here. I'm not one of those guys that just sits in the suburbs. Trust me, if anyone's been out and about in the city, you will have seen me roaming around, chances are at some sort of bar or a concert venue. I love this city. And we have our warts. We are not perfect. We are not a war zone. We are not a hellscape. Do not buy into this crap that somehow we are a city under siege. That being said, this is happening. Don't take the bait. These people that are coming are not your enemy. These people did not choose this. So whether this happens tomorrow or the next day, let's just keep our heads. Yep. It's a small section of the city. And if it's like what's happened in other places, they're going to end up cleaning up some garbage and spreading mulch.
I mean, it may just end up being a total non-issue and so, potentially egg on the face for expecting there to be an issue.
Yes. So, you know, just actually maybe take a second. Remember I said, like, go have a National Cup of Coffee with a Cop Day. Instead of yelling and screaming at someone, just go up and actually have a conversation with a National Guardsman. Remember, that's a guy that has a regular 9-to-5 mm-hmm. just like you.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage everyone, let's just settle it down a notch, right? Because the only thing we do by increasing the heat and making this worse in our city is proving someone right that we can't handle this. We can't. Our city is not a hellscape. It's not under siege.
In a weird way, it's a good opportunity for us to prove that everything's fine.
Yeah, don't take the cheese. And by the way, speaking of that, we just got named the second best foodie city in the country.
Ooh.
I'm ending on a positive note.
Okay.
Even though it's expensive here. By the way, we have the most expensive pizza in America.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun. But we're the second best foodie city in the country behind San Francisco. So go us. We have wonderful bars. We have wonderful concert venues. We have wonderful places to get out and about in the city. So don't let anyone tell you that this city sucks. Get out there and enjoy it. It's a wonderful city. Embrace it and go get some expensive pizza and some coffee and some wonderful nibbles, because we have a phenomenal nightlife scene and great restaurants and bars for everybody out there.
Is the only city we're behind New York City?
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Okay.
San Francisco was number one, nice. And we were number two, despite the fact that, again, we're not the most expensive food city. We're just the most expensive pizza city out there.
Yeah.
But our pizza, it's very good.
It's excellent.
It's excellent.
Pretty much all Asian cuisines as well, we do really well.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we got Moon Pacha?
Yeah, I have not tried it yet, but I did recently hit up the Paper Bridge, which was...
delightful.
Really good.
So good. Whatever you're looking for, we have a good option. So I wanted to leave ITN on a positive note, even though Ryan Buckley is leaving us. That makes me sad. The food makes me happy.
And it makes me sad.
Ryan Buckley leaving makes me sad.
It makes me a little sad, too.
We'll talk about the NFL and college football when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.